WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. National Guard members, massive fences, and roadblocks have downtown D.C. looking like a fortress ahead of the presidential inauguration.
25,000 National Guard troops have been authorized to be in D.C., and the National Mall has been closed, all to ensure it remains peaceful. An inauguration rehearsal had to be rescheduled because of security concerns, and authorities are increasingly worried about armed protests across the country leading up to January 20th. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, President Trump is planning a traditional small event at Joint Base Andrews to thank service members and staff before flying home to Florida one last time on Air Force One.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. If you live or work in downtown D.C., it's going to be a process to get to and from your apartment or job from now until after the inauguration.
Much of the downtown area is already closed in advance of Inauguration Day. Special Agent Matt Miller with the Secret Service.
There isn't a man or woman in the Secret Service who is not keenly aware of just how much of an impact our security measures have.
Miller says the secure areas are divided into 12 zones, each managed by its own Secret Service agent. Agents have been reaching out to businesses and apartment buildings in those zones. If you live there,
if there's any confusion, would be to talk to the property manager, the front office staff, to find out what they were told.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A state of emergency is in effect in Maryland ahead of the presidential inauguration. Governor Larry Hogan issued the state of emergency yesterday. His spokesperson says this will make it easier to coordinate with local jurisdictions about security measures. He's also asked the White House for a presidential disaster declaration to reimburse state and local governments in Maryland for whatever it costs them to respond to the Capitol riots, and to support federal agencies and D.C. from now through Inauguration Day. Coronavirus cases continue to spike worldwide.
Another stunning milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The global death toll now surpassing 2 million. More than 391,000 of those deaths taking place in the U.S. That's the most in any country. Brazil is second with more than 208,000 deaths. India, Mexico, and the U.K. follow.
Fox's Jeff Paul. President-elect Joe Biden has a five-step plan to have 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days as president.
The more people we vaccinate, and the faster we do it, the sooner we can put this pandemic behind us. And the sooner we can build our economy back better and get back to our lives and to our loved ones.
Biden speaking yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware. The family of the University of Maryland football player who died after getting heat stroke during a workout in 2018 reaches a $2.5 million settlement with the university. Jordan McNair's parents say in a joint statement, quote, "This has been a long and painful fight, but we will attempt to find closure, even though this is a wound that will never, ever fully heal." WMAL Sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 2-1. The Wizards have postponed games scheduled for tomorrow and Monday after six players tested positive for COVID. Traffic and weather next.
Sunday, start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 6:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9. Dr. Tom Rosell live at 11. Purity Products again at noon. And the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour at 1. Purity Products returns at 2. Then hear Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. And at 9 p.m., it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know how you go out to your car and the windshield's covered in frost? You don't have ice scraper or gloves, so you just have to use a credit card. You stand there with frozen fingers thinking, why does life have to be so hard? Well, at New Look, at least we make getting a new roof easy. We offer both virtual and on-site same-day estimates. We give you a 3D rendering of your new roof with detailed measurements so you know exactly what you're getting. And paying for your roof has never been easier. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials. Plus, qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. And it's all backed by our price guarantee. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL Traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Bethesda on 355 northbound between Cordell Avenue and Chase Avenue, you will find the two left lanes closed, and that due to a water main break. Also in the district on Montana Avenue in both directions between Bladensburg Road and W Street Northeast, that portion of the roadway closed also due to a water main break. Also, keep in mind numerous closures ahead of time for the inauguration along the National Mall, and this includes large portions of Constitution Avenue, Independence Avenue, and many of the numbered streets along the mall, including H, I, and K Streets north of the White House, are closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Changes have arrived for the weekend. This morning won't be too bad, temperatures in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds, but this afternoon will top off in the mid-40s with mostly cloudy skies, and a stray rain or snow shower isn't out of the question. Back near the freezing mark with increasing winds and partly cloudy skies tonight. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this personal. Have you tried gig speed internet from Xfinity?
I've heard about that. Can't you connect, like, a ton of devices?
That's correct, sir. So we can stream, game, face text, or whatever we want to do on all our devices at once.
We?
Oh, you'll barely notice me. Unrelated, does anyone have extra closet space?
Power your devices on the largest gig speed network. Can your internet do that? Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Or ask about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity. Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speed vary, not guaranteed. Gig over Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible X-Fi gateway.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Hour two of the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. So glad you've joined us, and always glad to have John Gizzi join us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, and what a week it will be.
John, a snap impeachment this week. And I wanted to get your impressions of the Republicans and the Democrats and your feelings about what you saw in the impeachment hearing.
Well, let's go with the Republicans first, or as they are known, the Gang of Ten. For the most part, Republicans considered it a sham trial. There were no witnesses called. There was no evidence presented. It was debate and a vote. 10 Republicans voted with the Democrats. Most of them were the predictable moderates within the party. Kinzinger of Illinois, Newhouse of Washington State, Fred Upton of Michigan, etc. There were some surprises. Liz Cheney on the night before made headlines worldwide as the number three Republican in the House Republican leadership. She announced that she would vote for the impeachment. In addition, Tom Rice of South Carolina, who comes from a district that gave President Trump 59% of the vote, also voted for impeachment. Some surprises there. Republicans, for the most part, are already seeking revenge against Liz Cheney. I spoke to Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana, who is gathering signatures on a petition to have an up or down vote by House Republicans on her leadership positions. When I asked how many signed the petition, he said lots. In addition, Congressman Rice is someone who represents a very conservative Trumpian district. Drew McKissick, the Republican state chairman of South Carolina, said he'll face a primary for sure. As for the Democrats, it was very clear that removing a president, or I should say indicting him through the mechanism of impeachment 1 week before he leaves office is a bit odd. Later, senators conceded there is no time for a trial with managers and the like and witnesses to be called. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said it is unconstitutional because we are having a trial to remove someone from office and he's already left the office. Chances are strong that Democrats wanting to move on under a president of their own party will let the impeachment go.
Do you get a sense that any minds were changed across America, people watching the impeachment hearing? I mean, we heard the Republicans, we heard the Democrats. Do you think anybody that, you know, was entrenched already changed their mind a little bit, heard something about Trump that might have spun them in a different direction, or heard the Democrats and went in a different direction?
Donald Trump is a polarizing figure. Nearly half the country supports him, but if you accept the results of the election, slightly more than half oppose him. This is someone about whom there is little middle ground. I will say that I've encountered more and more skepticism that he encouraged violence of some kind, and that he was the person behind the tragic events of January 6th at the Capitol. Steve Sund, now the former chief of the Capitol Police Force, said that they had reports and issued warnings there was going to be violence already with the crowd that is coming. The question is not so much whether a president encouraged what seemed to be inevitable, but why weren't the forces of law enforcement better prepared to deal with it?
So you mentioned Liz Cheney, and you mentioned that there are a number of Republicans looking at possibly to, quote-unquote, impeach her at this point. What do you think that likelihood is?
Well, it grows by the day. As I said, I spoke to the first congressman to call for her resignation, Matt Rosendale of Montana. He now has several signatures calling for her ouster. And under Rule 6D of the House Republican Conference, if 50 Republicans sign a petition against an officer, then there has to be an up or down vote within 10 legislative days. So the fate of Liz Cheney, tried and convicted, could occur in a relatively short time. I might add that there's also a strong feeling among newer members, the freshman and the sophomore, about her identification with internationalism. They are more of a non-interventionist group, not unlike President Trump, so there is some bad blood there already. Her support of the impeachment, sent out, by the way, on her stationery as chairman of the House Republican Conference, didn't help her cause. Let this reporter say, based on what I've picked up so far, it doesn't look good for Liz Cheney to have a long-term leadership career.
So what is the likelihood of a post-presidency impeachment trial and process actually happening in the Senate?
Now that Democrats have a majority with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote, there is a possibility a trial could be held. On the other hand, there's a growing suspicion that if Democrats somehow were to get the 17 Republican votes they need to actually convict, then they could move ahead with what is said to be the real goal of the Never Trumpers on Capitol Hill, and that is to have an up or down vote to deny him from ever holding public office again. Now remember, if this is done, it not only goes against American history, it goes against the tradition of impeachment. Of 8 people who were impeached from public office and removed, only 3 were barred from holding office again. I might add it would be a little embarrassing for the Senate to go to that direction, because one of those they impeached and removed as a federal judge, Alcee Hastings, is now a very senior congressman from the state of Florida.
I might venture to say that establishment Republicans, many of them hid under the desk for the last 4 years. Do you see them coming out? And what is that going to mean in terms of fragmentation of Republicans moving forward?
A lot of the establishment Republicans are going to come out and be more visible than they were in the past. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, stayed very loyal to President Trump. But now that he's gone, the senator from Kentucky is indicating that he holds the soon-to-be former president in minimum high regard. There is one factor working against the establishment. As much as a Susan Collins, for example, is still a factor in the Senate, or Ben Sasse of Nebraska, they are increasingly the minority. As new senators come in, the Republican Party increasingly nominates those who have the Trump-style outsiderism rather than the insiderism exemplified by a Sasse or a Collins or some other names we know.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com and Newsmax TV. We'll look forward to your reflections on what will be a very different inauguration week in Washington. Thank you, John.
Always a pleasure, Rick. And as I said, a week from now, it'll be something very different.
717, the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next. Then we're in with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland coming up. So stay with us on the Saturday morning update. Right now, we're off to the WMAL Traffic Center. Michelle Murray is there this morning.
On the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and the Clara Barton Parkway, they are doing some emergency pothole patching work along the right side of the roadway, so use caution if you are traveling along the Beltway in that area. Traveling in Bethesda on Wisconsin Avenue northbound between Cordell Avenue and Chase Avenue, the two left lanes are blocked due to a water main break, and also there is a water main break affecting Montana Avenue in Northeast between Bladensburg Road and W Street. That portion of the roadway is still closed. Now from GarageDoryPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Changes have arrived for the weekend. This morning won't be too bad. Temperatures in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds. But this afternoon will top off in the mid-40s with mostly cloudy skies. And a stray rain or snow shower isn't out of the question. Back near the freezing mark with increasing winds and partly cloudy skies tonight. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
36 degrees at 718 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Rick Fowler here, and Cheryl Atkinson joins us every weekend. She is the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And she has also authored Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. Cheryl, that's quite a fitting title with what we're seeing at Twitter and across the Internet these days. But I wanted to focus on a story that you've got tomorrow on Full Measure. And we all have a lot of unanswered questions about COVID-19, about the vaccines. I didn't realize that there was a lot of work going on at Fort Detrick here in the Washington area.
Well, it's really the key place for coronavirus vaccine research, everything about potential biological weapons. They did a lot of the Ebola stuff, and they've been doing a lot of research on coronavirus. So I interviewed their top virologist there, who's leading a lot of these efforts, and just asked them a bunch of common sense questions that I think a lot of people have. And we'll be airing the results this Sunday as well as next Sunday, because so much of the interview was good. But I asked them things like, how long do these coronavirus vaccines, the two that we have so far, how long do they give you immunity? And you might be surprised to hear that when they were granted emergency use and you hear on the news, oh, they're 90% effective or whatnot, that means in preventing coronavirus in the people that it works for 2 weeks to 2 months, that's it. That's all they knew about. And as time goes on, they're getting more data. So probably now we know they work for maybe 3 months or so. But he said these RNA vaccines, as they call them, they do not last as long typically, and they don't make you jump your immunity quite as fast as other vaccines, which is why you need the second boost. So, you know, he predicts that people may need a booster if you take these vaccines after 6 months. Maybe some people after 1 to 2 years will be getting the data, and it all depends also on your individual immunity. But we just talked about all kinds of these interesting questions and, you know, what is an RNA vaccine and comparing that to your natural immunity or the immunity that you get if you actually contract coronavirus, how long that lasts, and so on. So I think people will get a lot of their questions answered.
Now, we've been so focused on COVID-19, but I guess the question is, what's next? I mean, we've seen some of these more contagious strains, but what could be coming beyond the pike here?
Well, they're working on some really interesting things I hadn't heard about at Fort Detrick. And Dr. Dye told me, for example, they're experimenting with different strains and variants. What does that mean? What's the difference between a strain and a variant? Well, you know, there's now a UK variant they found here in the United States, and he wasn't surprised at all. He didn't think that was as alarming as some people seem to think, because a variant is close to the original, close enough to generally have the therapies and vaccines work on the variant. Now, if it's a different strain, which we do not have, even though sometimes that's been misreported, a strain is different enough that the vaccines and therapies might not work. So that would be more concerning. But they're working on therapies and vaccines now that would work for different variants and strains. So in the future, maybe there'd be, you know, there's hundreds of coronavirus types. I didn't know that either till all of this happened. But in the future, let's say there's a different kind of coronavirus that comes out. Well, they're hoping to have treatments and therapies that will work for multiple ones, not just the specific targeted one, so that they don't have to start from scratch next time.
That story is tomorrow morning, and then it continues into next weekend on Full Measure. So two segments on the show.
That's right.
It's still early in the investigation, but we did see one of the participants at the Capitol who, when interviewed on CNN the day of, said he was a journalist there to cover the event. Turns out he's been arrested this week and has a recent career as an activist and also has been protesting for liberal causes. So what do you sense in terms of the information that is coming out?
Well, one thing, if nothing else we've learned, and I've certainly learned over the decades, but it's been really highlighted in the past few years, these situations always have new information comes out that sheds a new light on these breaking news events, and we should always reserve judgment, especially as journalists, our definitive reporting. We can report what people say and think, but withhold judgment, understanding that when more information comes out, it almost always changes things. Here we have, for example, yes, it looks like Trump supporters storming the Capitol, but also the Black Lives Matter activist John Sullivan, who was videotaped a few months ago, by the way, allegedly, you know, I looked at the video, and the FBI says this in their affidavit against him, encouraging a violent coup against President Trump, saying he needs to be expletive deleted, ripped out of the office before the election forcibly and taken down. So, you know, there's a mix of people who were there. I don't think we know the whole story yet. The FBI has changed its, well, I don't know if they're the ones who made the first claim, but a lot of people claim President Trump incited the whole attack with his speech, but the FBI has since said that this was pre-planned. They've arrested a woman that talked about prior to President Trump's speech as she traveled from Texas, appears to be a Trump supporter, talking about this was the plan all along, meaning it wouldn't have been President Trump's speech that started or motivated the violence initially. So I think still a lot more to be learned. Always withhold judgment. The impeachment just seemed to me ridiculously fast in light of that, because everybody knows information changes. And to just rush to that, whether you're Democrat or Republican, to pretend you can form conclusions, I think is just irresponsible.
Cheryl Atkison, host of Full Measure, and that is tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
And you too. It is 7:24. It's the Saturday morning update, and you may have heard about the documents released in the Russia probe that came out yesterday, released by Lindsey Graham and the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we will be getting into the details coming up in the next half hour with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180. The new year usually means we all go to the gym to get fitter, but you've got to wonder, is that safe these days? Don't wonder. Stop. Do what I did and what thousands of WMAL listeners have done. Try EMP 180. 4 years ago, they helped me add muscle and lose body fat, and they can do the same for you. EMP 180 isn't an app-based plan. They give you your own nutritional coach and a personalized plan made by real people. Your wellness coach works with you weekly, adjusting your program as needed. And once you reach your goal, you receive free lifetime support, making EMP 180 the last program you and I will ever need. Skip the gym and take advantage of EMP 180's remote programs, in-person safe meetings, or their hybrid program. Call EMP 180 now to schedule your consultation. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or visit emp180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Sunday at 1 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
This is Elaine Nick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. While stuck at home these past months, you've probably noticed many things you've wanted to change for years. Are you tired of your old kitchen or bathroom? Is there enough storage space? Do you need a home office workspace? Do the kids need their own space to school remotely? Well, Cabinet Discounters can help. You can get started right now on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, where you'll find hundreds of great ideas in the photo galleries of projects we've actually done. And download our free planning guide to help you get started. When you're ready, call or visit one of our 7 showrooms for a free consultation with an experienced designer. You'll create a project that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation or go to CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Overcome your fear of the dentist and get the smile of your dreams with Sedation Dentistry at Cascade Center for Dental Health. Hey, it's Vince, and you know I can't say enough good things about Dr. Ruparelia. My parents are even patients now. If you have fear or anxiety about visiting the dentist, don't worry at all. You'll find several sedation options available. There is a perfect solution for you. Cascade Center for Dental Health's all-encompassing practice means you save time and money. Best of all, at Cascades, there are no surprises or hidden fees. The price you're told up front is the price that you'll pay. Cascade Center for Dental Health is not a national chain. You will meet the dentist who will perform your procedure, not some commissioned sales representative. Their spa-like facility is located right in Northern Virginia. Learn more at Cascades1.com. That's Cascades1.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL. A Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. A Maryland man convicted in the killings of three D.C. women in 1996 becomes the last person executed during the Trump administration. Dustin Higgs kidnapped the women, drove them to the Patuxent National Wildlife Refuge, and ordered another man to shoot them to death.
Dustin Higgs used his last words to proclaim he was an innocent man. His lawyers argued it was arbitrary and inequitable to execute Higgs while the gunman was spared a death sentence. Higgs, the 13th federal inmate executed since July, following a 17-year hiatus. President-elect Biden has said he'll seek a ban on federal executions. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
If you need to get to or from downtown D.C. this weekend, your options are limited because of extra tight inauguration security. 13 metro stations are closed until next Thursday. Metro Center and Gallery Place close today.
I know this is inconvenient for our customers and for a lot of the businesses in the region, but it's necessary for their safety as well.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says if you do take Metro, you'll see a lot of police officers. Cops from all over the country are helping protect the transit system. A little more than a year after the coronavirus first reared its ugly head in China, the global death toll topped 2 million yesterday. WMAL Sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 2-1 to sweep the season opening series. The Wizards have postponed games scheduled for tomorrow and Monday after six players tested positive for COVID. Traffic and weather next.
Hi, I'm Abe Abish, the founder of Abish Financial Services. The economic headlines can feel overwhelming. If you have questions, I'm here to encourage you to take a deep breath and then get to work on a strategy for moving forward. You've worked hard, saving and investing all of these years, and you deserve to be able to retire with confidence. If you have questions, join me Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WMAL for Retirement Key Radio and connect to us anytime at retirementkeyradio.com.
Fast Wi-Fi. You use it to connect just about everything, which means having really fast Wi-Fi matters. A lot. That's why Xfinity is breaking the gig barrier and introducing Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for streaming big games, having big meetings, and making big plans. It's a big deal for families with one kid, or two kids, or three kids. Especially if there's one kid who has enough devices for 10 kids. It's a big deal for gamers who are streaming while someone else is posting about their virtual spin class. And yet, it's also a big deal for a quiet Friday night in. So get in on Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Can your internet do that? Introducing gig speeds over Wi-Fi. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store to learn more. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the outer loop of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and the Clara Barton Parkway, they're doing some mobile pothole patching work along the right side, so stay to your left and use caution there. Also, heads up, if you're traveling in Bethesda on 355 northbound between Cordell Avenue and Chase Avenue, two left lanes are blocked due to a water main break. The earlier accident in Virginia in Loudoun County on Hamilton Station Road north of the Charlestown Pike has been cleared and all travel lanes have been reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Expect temperatures in the 30s and some breaks of sunshine if you head out this Saturday morning, but brace yourself for gustier winds and more clouds by the afternoon. Highs will only reach the mid-40s, and we may see some scattered rain or snow showers. The rest of the holiday weekend looks dry and partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s Sunday and mid-40s Monday. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Hey, psst. Yeah, you. You want to buy some low-priced groceries? Just follow me into this well-lit Lidl grocery store. Here at Lidl, we buy in bulk and cut down on costs wherever possible. Then we pass the savings on to you. Trust me, everything's done totally legit and above board. Nothing to be worried about. Yep, Lidl's pretty great. It's just your run-of-the-mill grocery store, except with way, way, way lower prices. Lidl. Suspiciously low-priced groceries.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for New Look Home Design. You know what's coming this time of year, the snow and shoveling it. You slip, you fall on your rear. You got to try to get your kids out of bed so they go do the shoveling instead of you, because what else is the point of having kids? It's difficult. But getting a new roof doesn't have to be. With Patrick Fingles and his expert team at New Look Home Design, they make getting a new roof easy, even in the winter. All you need to do is pick the new roof color that you want. It's that easy. Here's how else New Look makes roofing easy. They offer both virtual or on-site appointments with same-day estimates. They provide a special winter installation process to assure your shingles are sealed and tight, and your roof will be replaced in just a single day, even in the winter. No delays. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. So what are you waiting for? Now through January 31st, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualified applicants can get 0% financing till 2022. Call 800-279-5300, 800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Transparency and trust, clarity and value, understanding risk. Are you getting these things from your financial advisor? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. Having a financial partner who understands what's important to you can make a big difference.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAO. We're at 7:36. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart, and he is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Documents released by the Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham came out yesterday. A slew of documents and transcripts which are related to the investigation into the Trump-Russia probe. And Lindsey Graham labels it, quote, one of the most incompetent and corrupt investigations in the history of the FBI and DOJ. You're a national security expert. You have done investigations. You know the rules. What do you make of all of this?
Well, I've called this out since the first week of March of 2017 as the fraud it is. I said in the Fox News interview that morning when President Trump said he was spied upon, he was wiretapped, that we'd come to find that there was nothing here. And we have. And this is just the icing on the cake. These documents, Rick, reflect the deep-seated, complete arrogance of Comey and his staff, both regarding just the original investigation and in the way they try to misdirect or explain or otherwise excuse what we now know were, in my judgment, after understanding what the law is, what the guidelines are, having done the very sorts of things they did in this for legitimate reasons, they did this illegally. And many in the media have reflected on this as the travesty it is, and some of these people should be in jail. And that's what I still don't understand what happened to the Barr investigation. I'm told that there's a possibility still that at least five men who were listed in those documents yesterday will be charged with something. But it's very clear that Crossfire Hurricane was never a legitimate counterintelligence operation. To quote one outlet, there were stop signs constantly that the agents were coming up against, but they went past them anyway. And this will be, I'd like to believe this is going to be the darkest chapter in the FBI's history, but we just don't know what else we don't know yet.
So we know from watching CNN or MSNBC, we have to, we know from watching them that they will leave out stories that are favorable to the conservative position. And
right.
My question to you is, there's talk of the exculpatory evidence that was left out of a lot of the investigation, basically,
yeah,
and what the documents are showing. What are the rules? I mean, the media, you know, they can get away with that kind of thing. But when you're investigating and you're in the Department of Justice and the FBI, you're doing an investigation. Can you just kind of leave out stuff you don't want to have in there?
Well, no, the specific laws which says, especially in a criminal prosecution, that you must provide that information, the Brady information, essentially. You need to pass that over and provide it. Now, on counterintelligence investigations, your target may never know they were being targeted. And the idea here is, if you come upon information which indicates this target is not a bad person, not spying for the bad guys, you're supposed to do one of two things. You're supposed to inform them of the fact that they're being targeted by a foreign intelligence intelligence officer. In this case, the Russians were never targeting these individuals, so there's no reason to give them a briefing saying, hey, you're being targeted. Or secondly, just stop. Just walk away. Don't do anything else. And then after a certain amount of time, documents are supposed to be destroyed regarding a U.S. person's information if there was nothing there. Again, these things were not followed. There was no interest in following these things. And this up into this this includes up to the point of where Bill Presap, I believe, was in the meeting regarding Mike Flynn, where he took a note that was later revealed to say, you know, do we want the guy fired? So this bleeds over to the Mike Flynn issue as well, because clearly Mike Flynn was targeted illegally, we now know, by the outbound Obama campaign, Obama administration. And I think this, again, rolls, you know, goes back to January of 2017, where I'm still trying to figure out how, after 4 years, we're still talking about this with no one being held accountable.
I want to turn to another story that developed last night, and that is the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo alleging that there were COVID-like illnesses among the staff at the Chinese Virology Institute in the autumn of 2019. And that importance of that when it comes to China and the World Health Organization, there's a team that has landed there, and Mike Pompeo wants the World Health Organization to, quote, press the government of China on the new information. Tell us why this is important.
Well, I don't think the journalists I deal with have never bought the idea that this thing started in a market. And one of our own, senior fellows, Dr. Steve Hatfield, a virologist, has said that the Chinese story of origin for the virus has never been one that seemed to be scientifically based. And I think this is key. In that period we're talking, in that late 2019, you know, autumn period, it's very clear that something happened where the virus started. And I don't believe for a minute this was necessarily man-made, but I do know governments do research. They actually examine viruses for potential use or trying to find a way to stop them from spreading should they become weaponized. Well, I think something happened, and this timeline meets the larger timeline. And, yeah, I think Mike Pompeo is correct in calling for this, but I just don't think WHO – which is pretty much paid for by the Chinese at this point, are going to do much to actually get to the bottom of it. But I don't believe for a minute that the whole story that the virus started in the market in Wuhan is was ever true.
Well, it's interesting that Mike Pompeo would do this as he is leaving that position with the incoming Biden administration. From what you know of the people who are coming into the administration that will be dealing with China, what's your sense of how aggressively they may push China on this?
Yeah, we've been doing some analysis on this, and we don't think it's going to be a great deal of aggressive anything against China. Tony Blinken, the inbound Secretary of State, has never had a history of being really strong on China. General Lloyd Austin, should he become SecDef, I think he, because the Pentagon seems to have been maintaining a clear understanding of the China threat, I think there's a good chance the Pentagon will continue in its current trend of clearly identifying Chinese threats. But that's, you know, that's about the only bright spot I see. Otherwise, it may be a return to the Obama appeasement policy. And by the way, that, you know, the Obama administration was not unique. The Bush administration, the Clinton administration, there's been administration after administration, which has essentially seen China as a benign, kind of misguided country that just, you know, can't get its act together. Joe Biden said as much early in his campaign. So I don't see any real accountability being put forth by a Biden administration.
And I know at the London Center for Policy Research, you have a new podcast, and you update the topics every week or so. What's up on the latest agenda?
Well, just what we were just talking about. Gordon Chang and I just did a couple of detailed podcasts regarding China and the issues relating to both what the Trump administration did well regarding China and what we have concerns about regarding going forward. So it's Doc to Action. It's on the lentacenter.org website and our YouTube channel. And look for that here very soon. Gordon and I just did the interviews yesterday, and it'll be up. And we do a really deep dive on all this, all the China issue, and I think everybody will learn a great deal from it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, that's lentacenter.org. Tony, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
KT McFarland is on deck. But first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall traffic moves well on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, but on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and Claire Barton Parkway, they're doing some emergency pothole repair work along the right side where the two right lanes are blocked. But so far, we're not seeing any delays through the area, but just a heads up if you're traveling on the Beltway. Inbound on 66 at the Roosevelt Bridge, the right lane is closed because of the closure of the ramp to Ohio Drive, one of the closures due to the inauguration preparations. Also, many other closures in effect due to the upcoming inauguration. There's no access to Lower 14th Street from the inbound 14th Street Bridge and no access to the 12th Street Tunnel or Main Avenue from the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Changes have arrived for the weekend. This morning won't be too bad, temperatures in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds, but this afternoon will top off in the mid-40s with mostly cloudy skies, and a stray rain or snow shower isn't out of the question. Back near the freezing mark with increasing winds and partly cloudy skies tonight. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Rachel Kay with the Stormwatch 7 weather team.
36 degrees, 746 now on WMAL.
All right, listen up, people. Someone in this apartment is using too much internet.
What? Amy, you don't live here.
Whoa, let's not make this personal. Have you tried gig speed internet from Xfinity?
I've heard about that. Can't you connect, like, a ton of devices?
That's correct, sir. So we can stream, game, face text, or whatever we want to do on all our devices at once.
We?
Oh, you'll barely notice me. Unrelated, does anyone have extra closet space?
Power your devices on the largest gig speed network. Can your internet do that? Get started with Xfinity Internet for $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Or ask about the latest breakthrough from Xfinity. Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig. That's more than enough speed to power every device in the house. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 3/21/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Gig over Wi-Fi requires gig internet and compatible X-Fi gateway.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on sciatica and leg pain on Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. Register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Rozell Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Getting the right answers and advice you need when selling your home from just any agent is not always easy. We've all been there. When should I sell? How much is my home worth? Just a few of the questions Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, the Reynolds team with Keller Williams Realty, address every single day. Selling your home right, as opposed to just selling your home. I'm a big fan and customer, too. Selling your home right means access to their 12,000-plus ready buyers in waiting. Selling your home right means selling for the most money. You don't want to leave money on the table. For David and Tracy, the Reynolds team sold their home right, and for $18,000 over the asking price, their previous agent couldn't even get an offer. And get this, Sarah and Debbie will guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll pay you the difference. Call the team I trust. And the team, the Wall Street Journal named number one in the D.C. Metro 4 years running. Call the Reynolds team today, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
7:50, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by K.T. McFarland. She is the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She was the first deputy national security advisor at the White House in the Trump administration. K.T., good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you about the release of documents yesterday by Lindsey Graham, of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, and it all relates to the Trump-Russia probe. And this is something that impacted you very closely, very personally. We've talked about it before, but I know we have people in and out each week. And for people that have not heard this story, it is so revolting to me to hear what happened to you. And I just want to mention to people, you know, a lot of people hear you every week, but they may not realize that you have a career in public service and national security that goes back to the Nixon administration. You served also in the Ford and Reagan administrations, an aide to Dr. Henry Kissinger, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee staff, senior speechwriter to Secretary of Defense Cap Weinberger, and drafted the Weinberger Doctrine speech regarding the Reagan administration policy on use of force, and you also the first draft of President Reagan's Star Wars speech. So you have served our country. This path leads you to the White House, and you're there a short period of time. The Trump-Russia probe happens. And what happened to you? As Lindsey Graham says, he says, and I quote Lindsey Graham, that the subjects of the investigation had their lives turned upside down, and I know that that impacted you.
Just so nice to ask that question, especially now, because I've been doing a lot of reflecting on it in the last couple of weeks as the Trump administration comes to an end. I spent a 50-year career preparing to be the job that I'd always wanted, National Deputy National Security Advisor. And I get to the White House, and within 3 weeks get the phone call saying that General Flynn was going to be fired and that the Washington Post had a copy of a transcript of a phone call that he had with the Russian ambassador. And nobody I knew had a copy of that transcript. I had the highest security clearances there were. And the Washington Post purported to say that it was proof that Flynn had done all sorts of bad things and implied that Trump had done all sorts of bad things, conspiring with the Russians, stealing the election, et cetera, et cetera. And fast forward several months later, I left the White House, was at my home on Long Island, and I get a phone call on my cell phone. And it's a scratchy phone call, and the man is saying, I'm from the FBI. Could we talk? And I said, look, I can't hear you very well. It's poor reception here in Eastern Long Island. Could you send me an email? And he said, well, that's not necessary. We're right outside your house. And so I let them in. I was home alone. They had waited. And I later found out they had waited until my husband had left before they came to my house, knowing that I was alone. And then asked me, well, could they ask me a few questions about the Russians, what the Russians had done. They were from the Mueller investigation. And I said, well, look, I never worked on the campaign. I don't know what the Russians did, although I must tell you, I want to cooperate because I want to find out what the Russians did to interfere with our elections more than anybody. And I want to make sure nobody ever does it again. So it began a several-hour briefing interview, as they called it, where they asked me a series of questions. They kept saying, you're not a target, you're not a subject, you're just giving us background information. And then fast forward again, there was a second and a third and a fourth interview, all of them lasting 5-6 hours. Mm. And every single time, you're not a subject, you're not a target. And I asked them, do I need a lawyer? I mean, is there anything going on here? Oh, they just said, well, we can't prevent you from getting a lawyer. But really, we're just trying to find out background information. And then they started showing me documents, text messages, cell phone records. And when I said, look, I don't have access to this stuff. I was a good Girl Scout. I turned in all my documents, all my cell phones, all my text messages, all my schedules and logs. You're the only ones with a copy. Can you share it with me? Oh, no, 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 that's not how this works. Well, how about showing the emails in context or in, even in order instead of hopping around from one period to another, showing me a paragraph out of context and asking me about it? Oh, no, 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 that's not how this works. And it then became quite clear that they were trying to set me up for something. So I luckily, my husband is best friends with one of the best lawyers in the country, and we hired him. And he immediately found out, yeah, they were coming after me. And what they were coming after me for was perjury traps. They knew I had done nothing wrong. They knew there was nothing to the Russia hoax. But they thought if they could trick me into saying, well, maybe a meeting occurred on Tuesday night when actually it was Wednesday morning, or a phone call, one topic was discussed, but it turned out that the topic that I thought was discussed wasn't discussed until 2 days later. They could then say, well, you should have remembered that stuff. That's really important. You know, you obviously are lying to us. You're obviously in the middle of this great conspiracy to cover up Donald Trump's terrible actions with the Russians. And I guess what I pulled away from, I mean, ultimately I was given a choice. And it was the hardest thing I ever went through, Rick. I mean, the choice was basically the implied choice. They were too smart to say it in this terms. But the implication was if I pleaded guilty to some crime I didn't commit, like perjury, as I've just described, or if I implicated others, if I said, well, President Trump did this or somebody else did that, that they might go easy on me. And it was the hardest 24-hour period I've ever had, where I said to my husband and to my lawyer, what do they want me to say? I'll just say it. I just want this to be over. They've subpoenaed me again and again. They've had me back and forth. This is like an inquisition. And my husband finally said, no, you can't do that. You know, your integrity is more important than your career. And I said, but we're going to go bankrupt defending ourselves. This is the end of my life. And they're going to hound me to the end of my days. And my husband wonderfully, supportively said, it doesn't matter even if they destroy us. You just can't give in to this. So I ultimately didn't give in. Ultimately, they realized I wasn't going to be useful to them since I had the best lawyer in the country, Bob Giffra, head of Sullivan and Cromwell. They knew that if they wanted to get my scalp, it was going to be a hard scalp to get, so they moved on. But my takeaway from all of this is, wait a minute, if they can do that to me, they can do that to anybody. And we now see with this release of Lindsey Graham's documents and the ones that are apparently coming in the next day or two that are even more implicate the sort of evil that was done, is that these guys knew, the FBI senior officials and the Justice Department, they knew all along it was a fraud. It was a hoax. It was probably Russian disinformation. But they went along with it anyway because they wanted to take down a president.
The notion of exculpatory evidence, we hear that term, and Lindsey Graham has called this one of the most corrupt investigations in the history of the FBI. And the role of exculpatory evidence, wouldn't that have cleared this up for a lot of people early on?
Sure it would have, but they weren't going to share it with you. They weren't going to tell you. I mean, what they did to General Flynn was they knew he had done nothing wrong in this phone call. Gosh, the Washington Post probably knew he had done nothing wrong in the phone call, but that wasn't part of the narrative they wanted. That wouldn't have helped them take down a president. Look, we were all collateral damage. The whole goal was to take down President Trump. And even if there was information that could have, you know, made all of us appear innocent and they knew it was there, they didn't want to share it because the goal was to take down President Trump. And I guess, Rick, what really bothers me in the last couple of days with this second round of impeachment is there was a palace coup. There was an attempt to take down a president. And it didn't happen with the White House and Donald Trump a couple of days ago. It happened 4 years ago. That was a real insider's coup. They almost got away with it. In the end, they didn't. And yet here we are at a place in the country where we're now going after other people for something the people who are accusing them committed in the first place. And I think the original sin that's put the country where we are now, where half of the country's at the throats of the other half, the original sin was the Russia hoax, was what we all went through. It was, that's what got half the country to say, wait a minute, we can't trust Washington. We can't trust our institutions. And so here we are at the face today, facing a pandemic, the greatest economic crisis in our history, an opponent, a strategic foreign policy opponent in China that wants to take us down and replace us. And yet where are we as a nation? We're more divided than we've ever been since the Civil War, and I put that right at the feet of the people who started the Russia hoax in the first place. They set us up for this. Maybe they didn't intend to, but that's where we are today as a result of them.
K.T. McFarland, to be continued. She, of course, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. K.T., thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you for giving me the platform to do so, Rick. Thank you.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.